I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Pakistan is warning the United States not to go after militants on Pakistani soil. A top Pakistani official says such an attack would be unacceptable and could lead to a military response. Those fighting words follow very critical comments last week by the top U.S. military commander, Admiral Mike Mullen. He accused Pakistan of supporting the Haqqani Network. That's the militant group reportedly behind a wave of attacks on U.S. targets in Afghanistan. The Obama administration has backed off from Mullen's comments somewhat, but the State Department is considering adding the Haqqani Network to its list of terrorist organizations. The BBC's Ali Makbul is in Islamabad. He says the Pakistani government's official line regarding the Haqqanis is clear.
I mean, it's outright denial, very angry denial. We've had a senior Pakistani army source tell us today that he believes that only 10% of the Haqqani network is based inside North Waziristan in the tribal areas of Pakistan. But there are others who acknowledge that really they are operating without any limits, really, in North Waziristan. Mm. Now, Pakistan does have its problems when it comes to tackling the Haqqani network. But of course, the charge is not only that are they not going in to deal with the Haqqani network, but they're actively supporting them and helping them orchestrate attacks against coalition forces.
So if the Pakistani government denies any relationship with the Haqqanis, how can this be explained? According to U.S. officials, quoted by the New York Times, cell phones used by the attackers on the U.S. embassy in Kabul last week made calls to suspected inter-services intelligence operatives in Pakistan before the attacks.
Well, I've spoken to both a government source and a senior military source, and both have said, you know, the evidence doesn't amount to much. It's not concrete evidence. You know, anybody could call anybody in Pakistan and all this kind of stuff. So they are still denying that that any of it's true. And while one of them said we may have had links with them in the past, but it's not happening now. Again, there are some, even in this country, who are questioning that. There is this debate going on right now, an emergency session where all the political parties have been brought together, because it has really felt over the last week like a crisis situation here in Pakistan. I have to tell you, Marco, if you watch the Pakistani TV channels over the last week since Admiral Mullen's comments, I mean, a lot of them were interpreting his comments as a threat for all-out war. You know, they were almost reporting it as if Pakistan was about to be carpet bombed. And so there was this real feeling of crisis. A lot of people on the streets, you know, you spoke to them and they were all talking about this. And at this meeting that's been brought together today, you know, questions have been raised about how the army can dismiss all of these allegations so quickly. And there is the call that maybe this should be investigated a little bit further, but only from a very small minority. It's a very much the same narrative that happened after bin Laden was found. The debate very quickly switched from why on earth was bin Laden here to how did the Americans carry out this attack? It's a breach of our sovereignty. Very similarly, again, it's not a discussion about why the Haqqanis are here and what the real relationship is. It's immediately become, if the Americans do this, then we will respond by doing that.
I guess the thing that eludes me is why on earth would Pakistan's intelligence service, the ISI, want to get mixed up with guerrilla groups in Afghanistan in the first place? I mean, we always hear that it's about India, but I'm not sure I understand any of that. Explain.
Yeah, a lot of people here are having trouble with the justifications now because the feeling was that, you know, ultimately the Afghan Taliban before 9/11 and before the so-called war on terror were a Pakistani ally. The intelligence agencies here were an ally of the Afghan Taliban. A lot of people within the agencies have had trouble reorienting themselves. And ultimately, people still feel that when the Americans leave, the Taliban are going to be in charge and the Haqqanis among them. So better off supporting them now and have a friend next door rather than make an enemy of them now. And so when a lot of people here think that ultimately the Taliban will still be the strongest force in Afghanistan, they don't then look for other friends, like, for example, India. Things are still seen by some through that prism. But, you know, people here are less and less convinced by that argument of, you know, strategic depth, as they call it now. But that has been for many years the justification for those who support, you know, providing support to groups like the Haqqanis.
the BBC's Alim Iqbal in Islamabad. Thank you so much, Alim.
My pleasure.